Ladybird. Level 4. Do you know viruses and bacteria? New words. Air. Bacteria. Cell. Disease. Human, adjective. Medicine. Microscope. Scientist. Skin. Tiny. Virus. What are bacteria? Bacteria live all around us, but we cannot see them. They are very, very small. Some bacteria live on our skin and inside our bodies. Other bacteria live in the ground or in water. Most bacteria do not hurt us, but bad bacteria can make us ill. Everything that lives is made of cells. We are made of many, many different cells, but bacteria are made of only one cell. Bacteria cell. Look! Look at the pages. What do bacteria look like? Are they all the same? How many bacteria live inside us? Lots and lots of bacteria live inside our bodies. There are more bacteria cells in our bodies than human cells. Bacteria live in different places. For example, on our skin and eyes. There are lots of bacteria in our mouths too. Most of the bacteria in our bodies live on our intestines. Some bacteria can make us ill. Intestines. There are many kinds of bacteria. They are different colours and sizes, but they are all very small. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. How many bacteria live in our intestines? Why are these bacteria important? Are all bacteria bad? Some bacteria that live inside our bodies are good. They break food into tiny pieces, and they can help us to keep well. We also use good bacteria to make different foods. When we add good bacteria to food or drinks, it changes them into something new. Milk can change to cream, yogurt, or cheese. Cream. Yogurt. Cheese. This person is making kimchi with vegetables. Bacteria make the kimchi good to eat. Kimchi. When we eat food made with good bacteria, the good bacteria can help our bodies to work well. Project. Work with a friend. Use books or the internet to find out which foods are made with good bacteria. Which ones have you eaten? What are viruses? Viruses are tiny. They are much smaller than bacteria. They are found only inside the cells of things that are living. Many viruses are dangerous. When a virus gets inside a cell, the cell cannot do its job. Viruses tell the cell to make lots more of the virus. Then there are very many viruses in the cell and the cell breaks. All the new viruses quickly travel to other cells. Viruses can give many different diseases to people. Find out. Use books or the internet to find out which diseases are caused by viruses. Why do we get colds? When someone with a cold coughs or sneezes, they send the virus into the air in tiny droplets. Sneeze. Droplet. Different viruses can give us colds. Viruses travel very easily and quickly in the air. This is why we usually get a cold from other people. Droplets get into our body through our nose or mouth, and the virus gets into our cells. Cough. We sometimes feel cold in colder months, but we can get a cold at any time. Think. When we have a cold, how can we avoid giving it to another person? How do we see bacteria and viruses? Many things are too small for our eyes to see. Microscopes make very small things look bigger. We use a microscope to see tiny things like bacteria and viruses. Scientists and doctors use microscopes to learn about cells, bacteria, and viruses. This is a lens. It helps us to see very small things. Lens. Viruses are much smaller than cells or bacteria. Scientists use an electron microscope to see a virus. Electron microscopes have a very strong lens. Electron microscope. Project. Work with a friend. Make a list of things that you would like to see through a microscope. Use books or the internet to find pictures of the things on your list. Can we grow bacteria? Scientists can grow bacteria to learn more about them. This is a Petri dish. Scientists put some food in the dish and then add bacteria. Petri dish. Most bacteria like to be warm, so the Petri dish is put in a warm and safe place. The bacteria start to grow and make more new bacteria. The scientists can see how the bacteria move and how quickly they grow. They can learn more about bacteria to make medicines that fight diseases. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. Where does the person collect the bacteria? Why are there a lot of bacteria in these places? What are antibiotics? Antibiotics are a kind of medicine. They kill bacteria or make them grow less. The first antibiotic that scientists found was called penicillin. Today, we use penicillin more than all other antibiotics. It can help people with different diseases. Antibiotics cannot help to fight viruses. We cannot use antibiotics for a cold. Penicillin comes from a mold called Penicillium. In 1928, the scientists saw that the mold killed bacteria in a Petri dish. Penicillium mold. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. What is the name of the scientist who discovered penicillin? How do we fight viruses? Our bodies have white blood cells to fight viruses. Some white blood cells stop the virus from traveling around the body. Other white blood cells eat the virus. A vaccine is a kind of medicine that can help to fight a virus. It is made from a tiny piece of a virus. White blood cell. When we get a vaccine, our white blood cells learn how to fight the virus. If the virus gets into our body again, our cells remember how to fight it so we do not get ill. Scientists can also make vaccines to fight bad bacteria. Vaccine. Find out. Use books or the internet to find out what other cells we have in our blood. If a virus gets into our body, it is important to rest and drink lots of water. This helps our white blood cells fight the virus. We do not want to give the virus to other people, so we must try not to go near them. It is important to put something in front of our nose and mouth when we cough or sneeze. Wearing a mask can also help to stop a virus from traveling to another person. Mask. We must wash our hands with soap and hot water. This helps to stop viruses from traveling to other places. Think. When is it very important to wash our hands? Why? How can doctors help? Doctors can help us when we get ill. First, they want to know why we are ill. They ask us how we feel, and sometimes they look at our bodies. When they know what is wrong, doctors may give us medicine. If we have a virus, doctors will tell us to rest, drink lots of water, and eat healthy foods. If we are ill because of bacteria, the doctor may give us antibiotics. Find out. Use books or the internet to find out more about what doctors do. Would you like to be a doctor? How can countries help? Countries can work together to stop diseases from traveling around the world. Different people and groups must work together to keep people healthy. They can make sure that the water is clean and the food is safe to eat. Every country needs hospitals to look after people when they get ill. Scientists can work together to make new medicines and vaccines. Doctors and schools can teach people a lot about health. Think, what can you do to help fight bacteria and viruses? Ladybird, Do You Know? Level 4, Viruses and Bacteria. Written by Adekunmi Alutunji. Series editor, Nick Coates. Read by Fikam Sengana. Text copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2025. Audio copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2025.